This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies of radio are here. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman to get us caught up on things that are going on in the world. This polar blast, the cold air, the record-breaking temperatures that have settled in. Careful about your pets. What else do we have to be careful about, Jen? What do we see?
Mail service, actually. I don't know. I mean, if that's necessarily an emergency, but it's so cold in the Midwest, the mail service will not even happen. It's just too cold for mail workers to be out. So school closures, lots of
female workers
closed down.
Gronk would have loved that joke.
Yeah.
Gronk like joke. Gronk make people laugh.
Gronk, sexist pig.
Also going on is today is the day that the bipartisan committee of 17 will get together to talk about immigration issues. We've been hearing about this committee that's been put together. They have a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks essentially, to put together a solution for immigration and to provide something that Democrats are happy with, Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House, is happy with, and that President Trump will sign. So this is a tough task because the two are very far apart on the issue of immigration. President Trump was tweeting early on Wednesday morning saying, "Good luck, guys. Today's your meeting day." I'm paraphrasing here. But don't forget, a structure is part of border security. This comes as reports of three more migrant caravans walking from Central America into Mexico, headed to our border, are breaking. There's one that is as big as 12,000 migrants headed our way. A lot of people coming and trying to get into the country. And now, this is something that's been going on for about the last month and a half. Not a lot of people reporting on it, but it's apparently official today that when these people arrive, they are staying in Mexico to wait for asylum. They're not allowed to come into the country and sort of disappear.
But how do they get in there in the first place? Why do the Mexicans?
Mexico, they
just walk through the... They don't have any southern border rules. They just let everybody wander in across their border. They have no security at all in southern Mexico?
In some reports I've heard, they say they're being overwhelmed, but I don't know if that's the case. I don't know why they're making that decision.
This new president has got to get with our president, and they've got to figure this out. And yes, obviously Congress needs to figure it out on our side, but something has, and Doug, I totally agree with you, something's got to be done with Mexico.
This is nuts.
Even if they're overwhelmed. We're overwhelmed too, so this is crazy.
Tomorrow, you don't stop him. Trump's
people,
a tough guy. He says to him, tomorrow, all American aid stops tomorrow unless you stop this.
Yeah, but the Democrats won't let him do that. They're the ones that control the funding in the House. I think that would be a great idea. You start threatening money, and then all of a sudden things change.
Yeah, but he has to sign the bill. He has to authorize it. If he doesn't authorize it,
I think it's something they should look into, because clearly there needs to be some reinforcement. It can't just be America being the big tough guy. And the thing that's really sad, just from a humanitarian perspective, is I am sure that there are at least a few people in these packs that are legitimately in need of asylum that should be prioritized. But you have a lot of other bad people that are traveling with them, and in many cases using women and children in the groups as a shield for to try to get through law enforcement that they do run into in Mexico. And that's just the travesty here, is that these people are being used so that the bad guys can make news, and then the ones who really need the help are kind of pushed to the back. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Pushed aside. All right, so also, as long as we're in Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee decided to push back its vote on Barr's nomination. Why? What's the problem?
Because they're only pushing it back a week. They're going to vote next week instead of, it was supposed to be this week. But Democrats raised issues to Lindsey Graham, who's now the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they said, we're just unclear. We need further clarification as to how he's going to handle Mueller's report when it comes out.
Because I thought he said that Mueller ought to be free to continue the probe and the public should be informed of the results.
He gave very independent answers. But the question is, what does he think about when that report is done? Because what happens is when Mueller's done, he hands over the report to whoever's overseeing
the investigation. How do we know until he looks at the report? How do you know?
Right. And that's the thing that's not fair. That's exactly what I think, is that it's like asking a Supreme Court nominee, what would you do about X, Y, and Z? Well, until you're really in the position, it's very hard to give a truthful, honest, and full, complete answer, because you don't know. It's hard to answer those hypotheticals. He has said, in his testimony that I've seen at least, that he's going to release as much of the report as he can to the public. So I think Democrats are looking to hold this up, number one, just for a political reason, but number two, to try to see if they can't get him on record saying, oh, I'll release all of it. So we'll see what happens with that, but they should vote to confirm him next week.
So next week will be the State of the Union, and then after the president gives the State of the Union address, Stacey Abrams is going to give the Democratic response to the State of the Union.
It is such a strange choice.
According to Chuck Schumer, what is her? I never heard of her before. Who is she?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, you have.
The one who ran for governor in Georgia, and it was like the massive recount.
Right, yeah.
She said that people were working against her.
Mm-hmm. Cheating.
But the problem is with this one is that she's a failed candidate, number one. I find it so interesting that people, so they chose her to give the rebuttal for Democrats in English. Then they chose the California Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who's awful, to give the Democratic response. That's just my opinion, by the way, in Spanish for the Democrats. So I don't know why they wouldn't pick someone from Congress, especially with this kind of war that's brewing between House Democrats and the president. I feel like it's a missed opportunity to allow someone from the House to actually get some attention for Democrats and make a case against the president's State of the Union. You're kind of going to the outskirts of the party when you pick a failed gubernatorial candidate, and the attorney general from California. It just seems odd. I don't know. It was just an odd selection, I thought, all the way around.
Well, as an observer who is moderately in the middle here, I think there are a lot of questions. It has nothing to do with the State of the Union, but the guy who won in Georgia sounds like a crook, or feels like a crook, or seems like a crook to me, the way that all of those voting irregularities took place,
so,
and he ends up the winner.
There are a lot of places where I feel like there's voter irregularities, but you know what? Unless there's proof, you really don't have anything but a gut feeling, and I think there are plenty of people who think he won fair and square.
I trust
my
gut.
The answer is that she didn't win. And
no,
so it
win.
Seems
That's
like, what do you, and she cried about it for a long time. At least when Andrew Gillum lost in Florida, after the recount, he said, you know what? That's it. I've stepped aside. I lost. That's it. She kept this going and still to this day is saying that she was robbed. I just don't know if that's the best choice. And I'm looking at this as if, like, a Democratic strategist. Would you want this to be this woman?
Yeah, but I don't know if that calling her a whiner, if she feels that legitimately that the election was not, that it was stolen from her or that it was not done in the right way. I don't know that it's fair to call her a whiner.
What point
but the other part of
every recount, they've done every recount that they can possibly do in that state, and there's no evidence that what she's saying is true. Right. At some point, whether she believes it in her own personal life or not, publicly, if you want to have a political career, you have to step away from excuse-making, and you've got to regroup and come back better than ever. You know, Victoria, as well as I do, that when there is a chink in someone's armor in the public eye, people are going to exploit the heck out of it. And so her best move, if I were helping her, is to stop with the crying and regroup and reformulate yourself and try again. That's what she's doing, I think.
Maybe that's part of the mission then of
this
her
is
giving
the
rebuttal.
This is a reinvention of her.
So the other thing is, I think that this is 100,000,000% the Oprah effect. Oprah literally went door to door for this woman. So I think that this is also, I think Oprah is tied to this. And I think that it's a choice that the Democratic Party made. She had a lot of celebrities, a lot of wealthy black celebrities, Tyler Perry down in Atlanta. She had a massive social media following and campaign and people really supporting her. So I think that this has a lot more to do with who was behind her than her as an individual. That's just my take on it.
I go back. My take on it is, isn't it a shame that a qualified candidate, no matter what color her or his skin, they can identify the blacks go to support a black candidate. Why? Just because they're black? This comes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier in terms of affirmative action, skin color, all of this stuff. I have a feeling this woman does have a political career, and I frankly, I agree with Jennifer. She ought to stop whining and move on. But I also think the guy who won is a crook. I don't think that the whether they found irregularities or not, he was the Secretary of State. He could bury, hide, do away with whatever evidence there might have been. I just don't trust the system. When that many people are deprived of the right to vote, questionable, they don't have electricity to run the voting machines. Come on, the batteries are dead in the voting machines in the day of the election. Give me a break.
Yeah, there was so much shadiness.
Sorry, I'm not, he's a
crook. But that would be true in every single state. There are voter irregularities in the state of California.
Not like
I can list a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to bet? 100,000 illegal votes in L.A. County alone. 100,000?
Why do we trust the system then? Look at the system and how broken
it is. We have no choice.
All the way around. Well, I don't agree with that. I think we do have a choice. I don't think we're exercising it because we don't have any organization behind it. But all these people that are yooping and yelling about various things to do with Trump and yada, yada, they ought to be focused on the real issue.
But this really shouldn't actually have anything to do with Trump, you know?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying all the energy that is aimed at hating Trump, that energy ought to go to fixing the system. Has nothing to do with Trump other than I use that as an example of people in their misplaced anger or misplaced energy. Use the energy to fix the system, starting with these damn crooked politicians who allow this sort of thing to happen on a large scale or a small scale. There's crooked politics going on everywhere. People say, Doug, don't be so naive. It's been going on forever. That doesn't mean we have to like it or we have to put up with it. That's the point I hope I'm making. Let me make another point about your intestines. Here it is, Segway Serenade on the DJV program. For millions of you, a regular movement is not a possibility. Without having some kind of daily laxative. For some people, constipation is a real problem. Backups, uncomfortable. You know what I'm talking about. So don't resort to regular over-the-counter laxatives that do bad things to your intestines. They're so harsh. They have create bloating, cramping, diarrhea, that sort of thing. Let's get to Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea will do that. It's all natural. The teas are all grown in America, all organic, blended in America. Cleanse that unhealthy gut, that unhealthy colon. Let's get Life Change Tea to work for you. The special formulas help support your indigestion problems, your acid reflux. The tea can help remove nicotine, secondhand smoke, from your system as well. This is really a cool product. So cleanse the chemicals, the outside intruders from your digestive system by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. It's, again, made in America, all American organic teas. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, order Life Change Tea, use the DJV code, and they'll ship it to you free. Only way you can get it is to go to getthetea.com. Don't get it in storage, can't call a phone number. Order online, getthetea.com for Life Change Tea that will, in fact, change your life. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arley Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Thank you. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And Heinz has 57 different varieties in their 36 different ice cream flavors in my ice cream bus. In terms of music, there are all kinds of different tastes. Christina Aguilera and her singing, lots of people like it. I don't happen to be one of them, but there are a lot of Las Vegas residencies people are talking about. And Christina Aguilera has announced she's going to debut one. Call the Experience inside Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. That'll be the end of May. Schedule 16 performances through the rest of the year. She said, quote, "This is the next chapter in something new, exciting, creative, and epic for my fans." Her experience on the Liberation Tour, which wrapped in November, has planted the seeds for this. She's been on the tour, well, just this past year, right? She was off for 10 years or so. She didn't do any touring at all? Why was that?
She fell off the map completely.
She had
her second child, and think that part of it was that. And
I think
the
only
Voice
thing,
didn't
I was
end that
say,
well.
Yeah, she was on The Voice, and that's the only thing I really remember.
Yeah, it didn't work well there.
Not for her, no. For some reason, it just didn't.
Didn't
fans.
Work. Yeah.
Well, then work. The other thing is, and you know, she would never admit this, but she went away, and then she came back, and what had happened was a little thing called Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga had videos that were already out, and then Christina came out with a video that looked almost the same as Gaga's, and she was trying music that happened to be similar to what Gaga was doing at the time, so she came back, and Christina's got a great voice, but it was just the wrong timing and the wrong kind of music, and Gaga totally overshadowed her.
It's interesting. She said, "I'm getting a bunch of my girls together. We're going to Vegas. Check out Gaga's new extravaganza. I'm sure it's going to be so exciting. She always brings a great show." Why would she be talking
about Gaga? Well, she's being very nice now because she got a lot of flack for saying negative things about Gaga at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So now she's trying to... You don't piss off Gaga fans.
No.
So now she's trying to play nice, I guess.
She said she hadn't seen any of her fellow Vegas headliners like Britney Spears and J-Lo and Gwen Stefani.
She wouldn't go see J-Lo or Britney because they don't really sing live. And so I think she wouldn't even bother going to that, but she'd see Gaga, who sings live, and who was the other one?
Gwen Stefani.
And Gwen sings live, yeah.
All right, so that's the Christina Aguilera update. Let's get to the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. They've revealed the counselors who are going to be at the camp, big-name guest counselors. Let's see, Journey members Jonathan Cain and Steve Smith, part of the Rockers and Hitmakers Camp in Nashville, end of February, 1st of March. Nuno Bettencourt, guitarist. Alice in Chains, Jerry Cantrell. Mike, is it Inez? I don't know him. I don't know who that is. Inez? Who's he?
From Alice in Chains.
Oh, okay. Stone Temple Ponies, or
Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots.
So
there was some, I was just, there was, Linda Ronstadt had a group called the Stone Ponies when she sang.
I'm sure they sound almost exactly the same.
All right, I'm sure they do too, anyway. So let's see here. This camp is scheduled for the first weekend in May in L.A., and then they're going to do concerts at the Whiskey or Go-Go. Interesting. Joe Perry, who's from Aerosmith, is going to be joined by Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Why do these people just go out on their own? Why don't they stay with their groups?
I don't understand. Well, this is different. This is not... This is... Because of this rock camp, the people in the audience, like, this is something that, like, Richie would do. You know, this is... It's the kind of experience where you get to... It's a Q&A, and then it's also demonstrations and things like that.
Okay.
So they're not breaking up bands.
It is. I got it. Okay, that's the story of that Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, anyway. 28 after the hour.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It may be notable that the motto attributed to the U.S. Postal Service goes, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Because with no mention of cold, today the U.S. Postal Service is canceling mail delivery in at least 10 states affected by the powerful polar vortex. Arctic air that has spilled into the Midwest, causing wind chills of as low as 50 below zero, heading also for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic soon. One of President Trump's sons is hauling off on Democrats.
They don't want law and order. They want to tax people to death. They want to get businesses out of this country. They want to let anybody in this country. They want to bankrupt the system through free health care for all.
Eric Trump telling Fox's Hannity many Democratic candidates are going too far to the left to win the presidential nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If you've been delaying needed maintenance like changing your oil, replacing headlight bulbs, or installing new brake pads, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and put your tax refund to work. Our professional parts people will help you get more mileage from your refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Wednesday, January the 30th on the air. DJD Experience, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Dougster here on duty. Let's get to Victoria and find out what she sees as a big trending story for this half hour.
Well, you know, everyone, you can't get away from it. The weather is what everyone is talking about. It's trending. And currently, 1,900 flights across the country have been canceled. 375 flights have been delayed, and so basically it looks like everything on the coasts. There are some delays around the New York, Boston, D.C. area, and a little bit of tiny bit of delays down in Atlanta, but everything in the middle, going through Chicago, O'Hare, that whole middle section extending to the plains. Oh, man, that is where it's really, really bad. And in the Midwest, it's already really cold, but it's going to get colder. So currently, right now in Minneapolis, we are negative 28 degrees, okay? That's the actual temperature. With the wind chill, it's negative 54 in Minneapolis right now. In Chicago, the current temperature is negative 22. With the wind, it's negative 49. And wind chills in northern Minnesota currently are between 60 and 65 below zero.
Yep.
Now, those temperatures in Minneapolis and Chicago, they're going to stay at around 15 below zero, and then you factor in the wind, and then you're just in insane territory.
Right.
And then it's going to get colder. Chicago's actually going to get colder tonight. They say it might be the coldest reading that they've ever had on record. It will be a reading of 27 below zero, and then adding in the wind chill factor, of course, will make it a lot worse. And parts of northern Illinois, they believe state records will be broken. Several dozen records have already occurred today and will occur tonight over a wide range from International Falls, Minnesota, to Washington, D.C., and to New York City, where temperatures are expected to be in the single digits, and then again adding in all this wind that we're having. So warning, 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 don't go anywhere unless you absolutely have to.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. The jet engines have a hard time igniting when it's this cold. They have to take a little extra squirt. They have a juice used for diesel engines as well to get them to fire up. It's an ether combination of things, but that's how they get the engines to start, because they don't start easily when it's this cold. So let's celebrate something instead of being cold. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, is National Croissant Day. Most of you know this French specialty. My grandson Miles loves chocolate croissants. It's a Sunday morning.
I'm with Miles.
He likes those things.
Oh, a chocolate croissant that's fresh out of the oven. Oh, there's nothing better.
Smells good. And even a croissant without anything on it, put a little butter on it. Yum, 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 yum. So the croissant actually originated in Austria under the name Kipferis. Marie Antoinette first introduced the pastry to France when she married into the royal family there, requested that these she called it a cake and wanted it formed in the shape of a crescent, which is the shape of her homeland. The French bakers created fancier versions of the Kipferis, and thus the croissant was born. In France, the croissant has become more sophisticated because of the cuisine style of the country. At its most basic level, though, it's a breakfast pastry. Soft flour, yeast, butter, milk, salt, that's what it is. I think that it's soft and warm and almost cuddly.
Well, the nice thing about a croissant is that because they're so flaky and light, you really just don't feel the calories.
No.
You just can keep eating them, and they're delicious.
All right, let's see a couple of names in the news here. Young Casey Hathaway vanished from outside his grandmother's house in North Carolina late last week. This is a boy who endured the cold. We're all talking about the bad weather, freezing temperatures. He was outside, and he said when he got back to his grandmother, they found him in North Carolina. The family waited for updates for it was like 3 days. And somebody was out walking her dog, heard a cry from the bushes. Casey was found crying and tangled in the thorn bushes, and he told this lady that he'd been kept warm by a bear. Apparently the bear, this is
a crazy story. I know.
It is a crazy story. Yeah. He told the authorities that his best friend, the bear, was with him to keep him safe. So was that imaginary or was it real is the question a lot of people are asking. Yeah. 19-year-old mother and newborn baby died yesterday. She had delayed her cancer treatment so that she could save her son because she was told by the doctors that if she had the radiation, it would kill the baby. Well, she didn't have the radiation. She died. Baby died.
Oh.
Kind of
both. Oy. Jeez.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, woman in New York City recovering in the hospital there. She was stuck in an elevator for 3 days. How do you get stuck in an elevator? Nobody gets you out of the elevator for 3 days under the circumstances. You know, think about it. What? All of us have had that thought in our mind, right? The woman was not identified. She was in a private townhome on East 65th Street in Manhattan. She's a house cleaning employee working. The homeowners were out of town. So that's why it took her 3 days. Nobody was in the building but her. And she was stuck. She couldn't eat. She couldn't do any of the normal things. Use your imagination. For 3 days.
That's rough.
It is kind of rough. All right. Another person in the news is Theresa May, who is working with the rest of the government of the UK, 2 months away from the scheduled exit from the European Union. She wants to use that time to renegotiate a withdrawal agreement, but most people in her country don't want to withdraw. They want another election. They want the Brexit deal. They want to fix it. And she's been pretty stubborn about it. I'm surprised she survived all these recalls because she's not in line with the majority of thinking. And now it seems that the Northern Ireland issue is more of a problem. You know, the Irish don't want to have more. They've lived through that, through the time when there are walls and borders and stuff.
They've had car bombings that keep, I don't know why it's not making international news, but I've been following it because my family's in Ireland, but the IRA is, they seem back with a vengeance. They're claiming all these car bombs. And this is all a direct result of this Brexit plan, which will then put a hard border once again between Northern Ireland and the Republic, and the Irish people just don't want it. So we're just going to continue to see this type of violence again, which no one in Ireland wants to see happen. No one wants that.
In a moment, we are going to figure out what makes you happy. A little test coming up, a contest for those who want to be happy. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you'll want to stick around for this. Meanwhile, this is something that will make you happy, losing weight. After the holidays, people scratching around trying to figure out how to lose weight. Keep it off, exercising, go to the gym, go on a diet. Nope, don't have to do any of those things. All you have to do is use Calitren, Calotren. That's the healthiest choice by far. Been around for 30 years helping people lose weight the natural way. And the way they do it, the main ingredient in Calitren is collagen, the protein that is 30% of your body. If you got more of it in your body, you can create healthier, leaner tissue, push the fat out. That's what burns up. Lose the weight that way. Collagen protein, the highest quality natural digestive enzymes to help you absorb the collagen is included in Calitren. You want to have this because it will help you lose the weight. Do it as directed. Not only is it good for your weight, but it's also good for your joints because collagen is the number one protein in your body, and your joints need that in order to keep functioning. So if you're being treated for arthritis, you'll want this as well. Calitren. Get it now by going to toploss.com. Use the DJB code 10% off what you buy. You get a free bottle after you've had three. You've bought three, you get one free. It really is. I'm on this. It really works. Toploss.com for Calitren. Lose the weight the safe way. Now, use the DJV code for 10% off.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now. Have you ever think about what makes you happy? There was a contest to figure out what makes people happy, and it was won by a fellow named Adrian Colon, who is with us now. So, Adrian, let's talk about this contest. First of all, how did you hear about it, and what was the contest all about, other than the obvious, you tell people what makes you happy?
Yeah, so I came across the contest on Instagram, and Yellowtail was having this contest called the Taste Like Happy Contest, where fans would submit videos of things that tasted like happy to them. So I had this video of me dancing on this rock in Spain, which I had captured during one of my solo trips a couple weeks before, and thought it fit that description perfectly. It captured two of the things that bring me complete happiness, which is dancing and travel.
Ah, that's kind of cool. There were a lot of people who were competing with you. You were pretty lucky. They had like 1,500 submissions, right, that you were competing against?
Yes, yeah. So when I got the news, I was completely beside myself. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how it all happened.
So this is you. You're dancing in the video, right? You're doing a lot of dancing. You're a dancer anyway. Have you ever thought of being on Dancing with the Stars? Now that you're a star, you're a celebrity kind of now. You won this contest, so people are talking about you. Let's get you on Dancing with the Stars.
You know, if the opportunity came up, I would jump on it. With a heartbeat. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been seen by 100 million people in this video, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really amazing. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how all of this happened.
All right, so this is going to be, you're going to be featured in a Super Bowl commercial, right? This is what you've done, put you on the Super Bowl. This is another big deal.
It's huge.
It is.
It was never on my bucket list, but now it is, and I am more than happy to check it off, and I owe it all to Yellowtail.
Mm-hmm. So, your friends, what do they say when now that you've become sort of a celebrity, this kind of thing? It's kind of, it's one of the pig in the poke is like you're a random celebrity, but celebrity happens. People get known. A lot of times, randomly, if you believe that, I happen to believe that all things happen for a reason, and there's something else beside this that's even better, greater than this, is going to befall you, Adrian. I think this is the start of something big, and that's just my gut telling me that. What do you think?
Thank you. I really appreciate that, and I do believe that. And that's very, very, those are very generous and generous kind words. I do really appreciate it.
All right, so now notoriety has its ups and downs. Who is your dance partner? What do you do for partners when you're dancing?
So typically a dance team will match you up with a partner, and that will be who you end up performing with. So I've danced with a couple of different dance companies, and they sometimes have solo performances, and they sometimes have partner performances. So the partners can vary.
Mm-hmm. Did you train professionally, or you just sort of picked this up on your own? You knew how to move and kind of groove. So, which fits you? Trained or untrained?
Trained. 5 years of training. Also wanted to mention that as the grand prize, Yellowtail will be sending me on a trip to anywhere in the world that I want to go. So I'm going to be exploring Southeast Asia. And since happiness is meant to be shared, I'm going to be taking my mom with me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so I have Yellowtail to thank for that.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting. Your fame is fleeting, but to keep your relationship with your mom strong, this is a good thing. I like this. And the fact that you seem to have your head on straight, and take it in stride because fame is fleeting, but take advantage of it while you can and have a great trip. What do you do for a living?
I do video production.
Yeah, okay, so this was perfect.
Yeah.
Video stuff made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Good for you, Adrian. It's nice. It's kind of like American ingenuity at its best. Congratulations. Have a great trip with your mom. We'll enjoy seeing you on the Super Bowl in the ad. Adrian Colon, the winner of the What Makes You Happy contest here on the DJV program at 10 before the hour.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small
your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Remember, this sounds like the movie music from 100 different movies. It's funny how all these people try to create different sounding themes for big movies, and most of them, unless it's John Williams, they all sound more or less the same. And this is the movie music from Batman Begins. There was no movie music, actually, for the Batman series. The only Batman music we remember, Chucker, is Batman from the TV show. Glad I brought that in.
That was fun, I thought. Yeah. Actually, this is the music you just played is the music I wake up to every day.
Really? Yeah. It's on your alarm. Yeah. Why?
Well, I don't know why not. Well, Christian Bale today is 45 years old. He played Bruce Wayne, Batman, and Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy, which I still think is the best. If you like superhero movies, the best achievement in superhero filmmaking for me is
why?
Christian Bale. I just think it's so well made and well defined. It's a perfect interpretation of what I believe that character should be. There's actually been 6 Batmans. Do you know who they are? Can you name 3?
I can name. Let's see. Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Let's see.
Who did the TV show?
George Clooney.
Yes.
Batman. The TV guy was Adam West.
And very good.
Who else was that? I didn't see any of them. I saw none.
Christian Bale, you're one away. Michael Keaton. So you got them all.
Right.
You did
okay.
Good. Good job.
Thank you. I did well. Thank
you have
you.
A favorite?
Right.
Let me tell you who my. I think for me it's close, but I like Christian Bale the best. I like Michael Keaton a lot, but I got to tell you, I think what Ben Affleck did in Batman v Superman, I thought he did great work, and that's the darkest, grittiest Batman we'll ever see on film. That there's one sequence in that movie at a warehouse where he saves Superman's mother, which to me is the nastiest Batman you're ever going to see on film. And I got to tell you, I did really enjoy it. him.
Why?
Really?
Why
a lot.
Do,
I don't know. I just thought he did a good job. I thought he did a good job in that role. But I Christian Bale, followed by Michael Keaton, followed by Ben Affleck, would be for me.
Really? Those are the okay. So that's your view. Good. All right. Movie news coming up right after this from Chuck Curry on Movie Moments here on the DJB Show.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
All right, Sir Chuckle, what else? I saw Netflix released a bunch of new movies. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Did you? The movie, Paul Rudd was in a movie with Stanley Tucci, and it was called The Catcher is a Spy. About did you see that? I thought that was...
I did.
Saw
I saw it in
the
theater. I saw it in the theater. I liked it. I liked Paul Rudd. It was a very interesting story that I knew nothing about. So
me either.
The subject matter, very interesting.
Right, yeah. All right, so what else is going on with movie news?
My daughter's going to be happy because we've got zombie movie news here, Doug. Filming gets underway shortly on the long-awaited sequel to Zombieland. Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and even Bill Murray's coming back. Bill Murray in Zombieland made maybe the greatest cameo by any actor ever. He played Bill Murray turning into a zombie. Awesome. He comes back to do it again. And then Zack Snyder, who had a lot of issues over at Warner Brothers with his Batman vs. Superman and Justice League final cuts, is going to direct and produce Army of the Dead for Netflix. Now, he did the remake of Dawn of the Dead in 2004. And if you like zombie movies, that was a terrific movie. So I think that's good news. I know you don't care anything about that. I'm just telling 90% of the audience that loves this stuff. The good
90%?
News.
Okay. Where do you get that number?
90%. I would say 90% of the audience. Well, you know, The Walking Dead's my all-time favorite TV show, so you're I like crazy. The zombie stuff. Yeah,
I think you and Roberta Fassan are the only people that ever watch that stuff.
Kudos to her. Good, she has a good taste. One other thing. People say movies make movies. Money, the new movie, The Kid Who Would Be King, reportedly will lose $50 million to the studio.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
No, that'll lose money, too. That's going to lose.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.